Hello.
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Splash. I'm speaking with Ella.
Yes, you are. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking me. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. So I'm not working up, but sorry.
Yep. I'm calling with regards to the scheduled line interview, and this call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's now still a good time.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. And did I get your name correctly, Ella? Is it
yes, that's
that way? Gotcha.
Yes,
all right. Thank you so much, Ella. And yep, with regards to your scheduled client interview, this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, okay? And first of all, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal for today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities and the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Yep.
All righty. So let me just go ahead here. Oh, I see that you already signed the terms and conditions, and you're done setting up a specific question with Amy. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I got it here. Let me just put up your account. Your business name is called, just pull it up real quick. Okay, so your business name is called Aladdin Electric Services, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the address that I have on here is 1033 Wilfer Street, Apartment 2, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15217.
It's been changed.
Oh, it's been changed?
Yeah.
Okay, can you provide me your new address?
Yeah, 121.
Mm-hmm.
And then Diebold, D-I-E-B-O-L-D, Road.
Mm-hmm.
McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, 15136 is the zip code.
That's 15136. Okay, let me just go ahead and change it here. We have, okay, I got 121 David Road, Mackish Rock, 15136. All right, thank you so much for this. Let me just update it real quick. Mackish Rock, Pennsylvania, 15136. All right. And is this a home address or an office location?
No, it's my home address.
Home address, I see.
It's not public, is it?
Yep. That's my next question for you. Would you like me to go ahead and share your address online, or do you want to hide it?
No. Yeah, please keep it private.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you. Not a problem. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Sorry, what is that?
Can you receive mail at this address?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. All right. And are you licensed, insured, and have a business registration?
Sorry, say that again.
Are you licensed, insured, and have a business registration? Like, do you have a license, insurance?
I have an insurance, but not a license yet, no.
Gotcha. All right. So this is, you are licensed, but you don't have insurance. Okay, I'll note it here then.
Other way around.
Okay. And let me see. Oh, okay. So later in the call, Oh, you don't want to do call tracking, right? I see that Amy left a note that you don't want to have any call tracking number.
I mean, I can set that up right now. No.
Yeah, so you already have an answering service in place and you don't need a call tracking?
Apparently I do, yeah. But, I mean, I can think about it like a different time. Right now, no.
Gotcha. Okay. So for now, you don't want to do the call tracking, but later on, you might add the call tracking, correct? The call
tracking. I might, yeah.
Okay. All right. And I just, but I just want to confirm for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number? Is it going to be the 412-360-4188 or 9502?
You can reach me on both. The other one is going to, it has call forwarding, so you're not going to access me.
Okay. So we can reach you for both, or we can reach you with the 4118 mostly, correct?
Yeah, the other one, you're not going to reach me directly, no.
Okay. All right. And I see that you already have the website, the one that we got for you before. So that's AladinElectricServices.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just have it here. And do you have any concerns with regards to your website?
Sorry, what is that?
Do you have any concerns with regards to your website? Any changes? Are you okay with how your website looks like for now?
Currently it's all right. But, you know, we can make changes in the future. I'll probably call you guys.
Gotcha.
But right now it's fine.
Right. Okay, I'll note it here then. Okay. Let me just check that. That we will be, you know, that website. Okay. And now, I see that you are not using your Google Workspace yet. Are you familiar with Google Workspace or have you heard of Google Workspace?
No, what is that?
Okay. So Google Workspace, Ala, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you already have a domain name that's AladinElectricServices.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. So, let me see it here. So you can have an email that would match your domain. For example, you can have an email that says Ala@AladinElectricServices.com. Or info@AladinElectricServices.com or office@AladinElectricServices.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enable your team to stay organized with cloud storage and secure file sharing. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
No, not yet.
All right. Okay, we can skip it for now, and if ever you'd be interested, you can always add this anytime, okay?
I'll let you know, yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay, so now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide electrical services, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
There was one I had to highlight probably. Maybe like rewiring or panel replacement.
Rewiring or panel replacement.
Yeah.
These are your top services.
These are, yeah, like something like that. That's definitely like something I would like to highlight, but yeah.
Okay. Well, let me ask you first, Ala. Do you want it to be found first with the keyword electrician or panel replacement or rewiring? What do you think?
Probably electrician first.
Gotcha. Yep. Electrician is actually a very good keyword. And I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you under electrician. Let me know, Ala, if you like all the keywords, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main services, but your main service focus We will optimize you for all the relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will also get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay? So I'm going to read to you here now the top performing keywords. Then cut me off and let me know the keywords that you want me to take out from the list, okay? So I've got here. Okay, let me just pull up this one for you. So you wanted to have the first keyword as electrician. Okay, let me pull up. Okay, I got electrician. I have here licensed electrician, electrical contractor. Let's just take out the licensed electrician. Electrician, electrical contractor, emergency electrician, residential electrician, commercial electrician, electrical repair, electrical installation, main electrical panel upgrade, electrical panel installation. We have electrical, we have circuit breaker replacement, whole house rewiring, electrical inspection services, ceiling fan installation, outlet and switch installation, EV charger installation, generator installation, indoor lighting installation, outdoor landscaping lighting installation, and surge protector installation. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yeah, those are all good.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No, I think you got everything right. There is, I can just send you guys a message.
Yes. Anyways, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list or if you want to add more, you can reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
All right, perfect.
All righty. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Yeah, can you give me like 10 minutes real quick?
Yes.
All right. Sorry, give me another minute.
Yep, take your time.
All right, well. Hello.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I was at work. I had to do something. Say what you said one more time.
Yep. Now that we already have your business information, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
One thing in mind, I mean, I work pretty quick, so that's something like I definitely take pride in. Like, for a person who's only like working by himself currently right now with no employees right now, I definitely like, you know, I can, you know, go to the job. I'm pretty reliable. I can finish like really quickly. And, I can do almost anything electrical wise except maybe solar panels. I don't work with those, but everything else, like, you know, I'm very versatile, and, you know, I can finish it up pretty quickly. That's
okay,
something that I've been trying.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned about you work pretty quickly, so you do have a quick turnaround time, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much for that. You mentioned about being reliable. You do anything with regards to the services except solar panels, or any electrical services except for solar panels.
What I can think of and that comes to my head, yeah, I can basically do everything except solar panels.
Gotcha. All right. I'll note it here. And do you offer free estimates?
It usually depends. Sometimes I have to, like, go there and see it because, like, you know, for example, if there's, like, a rewire or something, I have to see the house, how big it is. I can't just give an estimate automatically. I have to actually, like, go there myself and, you know, see, like, how big the place is and, like, where I'm supposed to, like, work with.
Gotcha. All right. So let me just note it here. Okay. So I'll just, I'm going to skip the part of putting it to your free estimate since you don't really offer free estimates to all the services, okay? Is this a family-owned business?
What do you mean by that?
Like, do you have some other family members working with you on your company?
Yeah, I have, like, other family members, but that's about it. Like, nothing, you know, major.
All right. Should I put it here? Do you want me to put it here? This is a family-owned business. It's also helpful for local businesses.
Do you think it's going to help?
Yeah, it's actually kind of helpful. Okay. Most of the clients prefer family-owned businesses.
All right, then, yeah, go ahead.
All right. Is this locally owned and operated?
What do you mean by that?
Is your business locally owned, like, are your employees are also locals?
Oh, yes, they are. Okay. Only, like, you know, run, like, the Pittsburgh area.
Gotcha. So I'm getting it here. Family-owned business, locally owned and operated. And do you have a mission statement?
What is a mission statement?
Okay, so I see here that you do have a mission statement before. Are you going to keep the same mission statement? Like, we have at Aladdin Electric Services, our mission is to focus on a customer's needs in order to provide the highest quality service.
Oh, that's right. You can keep that. That's fine.
All right. Do you have a tagline or slogan? Or are you going to keep what you have on your website? It says, safety and service always are priority.
Yeah, you can get that one. That's also pretty good.
Okay, let me just...
And these are all things that I can, like, change eventually, right, if I wanted to?
Yes. If you want to change it later on, you can always change this.
Sounds good, yeah.
All right. And I just want to make sure your business started 2023.
I'm sorry?
How many years have you been in business? Like, this business started 2023?
I started in 2023, and I've only really, like, been active for, like, the last, I'd say, about 2 years, maybe. Whenever I started with you guys, that's when I first, like, started getting active, but yeah.
Gotcha. All right. I'll let it here. The business started 2023, but how many years of experience do you have?
About 30 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, most of the time is in Iraq, but, you know, that's
okay.
All right.
Okay. You get a good number of experience. So the business started 2023, but you have 30 years of experience. I'll note it here.
Yes, that's correct.
And how many people work with your company?
Right now, it's mainly just me. And because, you know, as you said, family-owned business, sometimes I'll work with my sons and whatever, but, like, that's not something I would, like, really, like, say. It's just, you know, if I ever have somebody work with me, it usually be my son right now.
Gotcha. All right. Well, anyways, it doesn't have to be, like, full-time employees, but just an approximate count of people actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis. So am I going to put it here, one?
Yeah, you could just say one. That's one.
Okay. Do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
I can work with both. Either is one.
Okay. Sounds good. And... let me just confirm, for your hours of operation, are you going to put in the same, like, from Monday through Friday, through Thursdays, you do 9 to 5. On Fridays, you're closed, And on Saturdays and Sundays, you do 9 to 5.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're closed only on Fridays, right?
That's correct.
Okay. That's 9 to 5 from Monday through Thursdays, closed on Saturdays, I mean on Fridays, and 9 to 5 again in Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And for the types of payment that you do accept, do you still accept the same, like cash and checks and Zelle, or do you have any other payment methods that you want to add?
Oh, no, those are others.
Gotcha. So we do have cash, checks, and Zelle. So now that we have your business information, Ella, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
The first one's good.
Let's work with the first option, the one that we highly recommend. Okay.
Yeah.
And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I see here that your business, you just changed here. You updated your business to Matthews Rock, Pennsylvania, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
I just told you earlier, probably like a three wiring.
Oh, let me just add it here. Oh, yep. Oh, for that. But for the service, oh, we already have that one here. So for your Google Business Profile, which service areas or specific zip codes or cities would you like to dominate? And again, I would love to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And can you provide me 5 cities or zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base?
Is there a way you could just make it like anything within like maybe a 1 hour radius within Pittsburgh?
Okay. Actually, working like an hour radius, we really wanted to make sure that your Google Business Profile would be optimized correctly. So we really asked for specific cities or zip codes. Or do you want to do counties?
Yeah, I'll give it the zip code.
Okay. Can you provide me here your zip codes?
Yeah, 15217, that one can work.
That's 151217, correct?
Yeah, 15217.
Okay.
15108. 15108,
mm-hmm. 15205.
Yeah. And those are the ones at the top of my head. Those are all around the same area, like around like, you know, Moon, Allegheny County, whatever. But yeah.
Okay. So we have 15217, 15108, 15136, and 15205.
Yeah, right. 15205.
15205, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And all of this are under 2 hours driving distance under Matthews Rock, Pennsylvania, correct?
Yeah.
And do you know, Ella, if you have a Google Business Profile?
I believe I do. Do not know.
Okay. Yep. Actually, before I try to call you, I did a research, and I do see that you have an existing Google Business Profile. So, let me check. It's 4118. Okay, they got your phone number here. Okay. And do you still have access to your Google Business Profile?
I don't I'm not sure. I don't think I do. It depends on which email. But...
All right. And I will have to check it with our team if we still have access to your existing Google Business profile, okay? And
yeah,
if we don't have any access, I'm going to send you an email on how to add SS Manager to your Google Business profile. And if you don't have any access, we will try to claim your Google Business profile, okay?
All right, that's fine.
All right, so I'm checking it here. And I see, let me check if you received the email. Okay. All right, I think that's okay for now. Let me just make sure. I just want to make sure that your Google Business profile have the same name as you have on your insurance. Is your insurance have Aladdin Electric Services as the business name?
Yes, that's correct.
Sounds great. And one real feature that we offer, Ala, is a weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
What was it?
Okay, so one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business for no extra cost?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, sounds good, because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful when it comes to the optimization of your Google Business profile. And if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you checked your dashboard? Have you been logging into your dashboard or not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to resend to you your login credentials. So you just have to log in using your primary phone number, and you will see your password on the email that I'm sending you, okay? And
okay.
If you have time, and if you can download your local Splash app, you just have to log in using your primary phone number, and it will send you a one-time passcode in your local Splash app, okay?
All right, then.
All right, so let me just go ahead and... I will send you an email for your login credentials. Just one moment, just to make sure. If you have time, you can go to your dashboard and upload photos so we can use it for the marketing and the optimization.
All right, then I'll find some of the problems later on or tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good. Yep, sounds good. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I don't think so.
If you don't have a Yelp page yet, we can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. And since you don't want the call tracking number for now, you can create a basic Yelp page and add us as an admin so we can optimize it. Okay? I can send you an email on the process of adding us as an admin once you're done creating your Yelp page.
Okay, does it need to be done today, like right now or no?
It's okay. You can do it in the weekends or whatever you're available if you have time.
All right, then just send me the email and I'll probably like do it later on.
Gotcha. Sounds good. All right, so you'll receive an email from us. And now let's talk about your Facebook business page. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Yeah, I do.
Sounds great. And do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Yeah.
Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize your Facebook business page?
Can you show me how?
Yep. I'm going to send you an email. I'm going to send you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. It typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know, okay? So...
Okay, yeah. Send me an email and I'll start with you right now.
Yep, I'm going to send you an email right now, and if you have time, you can add this as an admin to your Facebook business page. Though I see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yeah.
Okay, since you do have a Facebook ads, I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook page to get your ads running. Okay?
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right. And let me just note it here. Okay. All right. And let's talk about your Facebook ads now, because you do have Facebook ads as part of your package. You actually have a very good package with us here, Ala. And for your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
What was it? Say one more time.
Yeah. For your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have our creative team to handle this for you?
Is it fine if I just send you guys images and then you guys can upload them?
Yep. I'm going to note it here. You will send photos, okay, and I will have the creative team handle this for you.
All right, perfect.
Gotcha. So I'll note it here. We'll have the creative team. And for your Facebook ads, Ala, there are three lead response methods, and it can only choose one, okay? So we have a Facebook form fill, we have calls, and we have Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And with calls selected, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook Ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button on the ad, Ala, the dial pad on the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. So some users don't follow through after clicking the call button on the ad, but this may stay show as a call result, okay? And
all right.
The last option is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. And this is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will also be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. And if you would like to hear our recommendation, we actually highly recommend using the form fill because the form fill gives you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. And then again, the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Can you explain the form fill one more time? Just that one.
Yes. The form fill, with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. So the information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. And we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And the leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab.
So which one did you say you guys recommend?
We highly recommend the form fill because it gives you better tracking and quality leads. So I highly suggest the form fill, and most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill.
How often do I have to make calls to customers with that?
With the form fill, your customers will fill in the form with the information, and you have to reach out to them with those information.
Within 24 hours, or?
We highly recommend that you reach out to them as soon as possible. But the one that you need to reach out, you can still reach out to them in the next day, but we highly recommend that you reach out as soon as possible.
All right, then I can do that. That's fine.
Okay. Form fill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, form fill. And I do see here that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription, Ala. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested in getting started, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime, okay?
All right, I was talking about something like that with Amy. I need to like do like this whole process. You guys know as soon as I'm ready. All right.
Gotcha. All right, sounds good. And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Sorry, repeat one more time.
Yep. Our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific time or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed? Like, can we call you anytime if you have concerns with regards to your account?
Do you have all my numbers? How much numbers of mine do you have, like, on you?
We do have two numbers here, the 412-360-4118. The other one is 412-330-9502.
Do you mind adding one more?
Yep, I can add one more. What's the other number that you have?
412-712-2130.
Okay, so we can reach out to you through these three numbers.
The 330-9502, that has call forwarding, so it would never be me answering. So if you want to reach out to me specifically, that one will never work because, you know, I have call forwarding set up.
Okay.
The other ones, the 4118, that's only going to work about, we'll say from 3 to 4 o'clock. So if you ever want to call me on any of those days, you know, 3 to 4 o'clock would work. Before that, I can't. And the 412-712, that one. Anytime you want to call me, you can just use that one, like at any given time in the morning or something like that.
Okay, gotcha. So we can reach
you anytime.
If it's
between 3 and 4 o'clock, I recommend the 4118. If it's before that, then use the other one, 2130.
Gotcha. 3 to 4 o'clock, we can reach you with a 4118. And anytime aside from 3 to 4 o'clock, then we can reach you with a 21130.
2130, yeah.
Yep, 2130.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you so much for that, Ala. Let me just add it here for my team to know. Okay, and do you have a logo to showcase your brand? Oh, you do, right?
Not exactly. The one I have on Facebook right now, that can work. I don't know if you've seen it before, but you guys will have access to it. But right now, that's like the only one that I really use.
Yep, we do have an old logo that you have here on our account. Are we going to keep the same logo?
Is it like an orange, like, we'll say tiger?
Oh, it's not like a tiger. It's like a
full. Is that what it is?
Aladdin. No, actually, is your logo have a tiger?
No, it does. I'm wondering, is that the one that you're talking about or which one you're talking about? Because I've kind of changed them multiple times.
Okay. Let me just check your Facebook business page. Oh, okay. Is your Facebook business page the one that has 14 followers? I just want to make sure. Aladdin Services.
I believe that's how much it is. It's, what is the logo? What does it look like?
Your logo are only using letters.
That's probably blue and purple.
Yep.
Blue and purple. Yeah, that should be the one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is your new logo?
Right now, that's currently what I'm using. If I ever change it, I've been thinking about it, but if I ever change it, I'll tell you guys, but basically, yeah.
Gotcha, because the logo that we have here on our end is a different logo, the same logo that we have on your website. So I just want to make sure what logo we will be using. So you need to say that you want to keep the logo.
For right now, you can just look at the Facebook one that I have uploaded.
Gotcha. Will you be able to send it to us to make sure that we'll be working with good quality?
How would you want me to send it to you on this number? Or an email.
Host number. Yeah, you can send through an email also. photos@localsplash.com.
This number works?
Yeah, photos@localsplash.com, and this number works also.
Okay. I'll send you that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. And for your project photos, you can send it to us or upload them to your dashboard. Okay? So we will make sure that we will have good quality photos. All right. Let me just note it here that we'll be using the photo that you have on the Facebook, and we should be updating it here on our end. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the Facebook. All right. And now you will see several important emails from Ashru and Ella. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have the photos, the video, and logo, you can send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah, that's all right.
All right. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to the local splash, okay?
All right.
All right. And also, let me just note that here, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just go ahead and pull up my calendar real quick. That's going to be the same day, Friday. Are you okay with the 24th of April, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
Is that on a Friday?
Yep, same day, Friday.
What time is it?
You want to do it at the same time when we started the client interview?
Is there a way we could do it around like 3 o'clock maybe?
3 o'clock. Let me just go ahead and check that. One moment. Let me see if there is an available slot for you. Okay. 3 p.m. Just check the calendar. 3 p.m. Do you want to do it like 4 p.m.?
Yeah, that's even better. Yeah.
Okay, 4 p.m. All right, let me just go ahead and have that for you. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
So will it be on this phone that I'm going to get the call?
Yep, so we will be calling you with this phone number, 877-625-6225. Yep. So I'm going to have 4 p.m. for you. So you're in Eastern, so that should be 1 p.m. Pacific. Okay.
And you said it was April 24th?
Yep, April 24th, 4 p.m. your time, and 1 p.m. Pacific. It should be 1 p.m. Pacific. Okay. All right, and I will send you I will add you to the calendar so you will receive a reminder when you will call, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Well, let me just note that for you. All right. And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement set to offer meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Yeah, real quick. So, what's it called? On Facebook, I have two accounts. One is obviously my main one, and the other one is my business account, right?
Oh, actually, when you created your Facebook business page, you need to create it under your personal Facebook, correct?
Yes, that's what I did, yeah.
Yes, yep. So,
when I put in the password and everything, when I try to log in, should I just put in the one for my personal account, the main one?
Yes, correct. So you need to log in first with your personal account, but you don't have to worry about the one, Ala. We will not have any access to your personal account. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, okay?
Okay, perfect. Can you stay in the call while I do it right now?
I'm sorry?
Can you stay in the call while I try to work on that right now? Just give me like maybe a minute or two.
Let me see. The code, I can resend it to you right now. I mean, you mean the link?
Huh?
What code?
No, just while I click on the link, just can you stay in the call real quick, just so I make sure I have it?
Oh,
I already have that. I'm going to log in if that's fine, while you're on the phone.
Okay, you want to do it while having me on the phone? Yeah, that's okay. Or if you want
to
walk
just stay in the call real quick, yep.
Yep,
thank you.
Take your
time. I'm logging in right now.
Yep, just take your time. Just let me know if you need the assistance or if you do have some errors.
Yep, 1 second. Right, I'm trying to log in 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Just take your time.
Sorry, 1 more second. All right, hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, it says you haven't selected any assets that you have sufficient permission to share. Please select at least one shareable asset or share the link with someone who has more permissions.
Okay. Is that the Facebook page that you use on creating your business page that you logged in right
now?
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you logged in, does it say continue as your name?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'll try to send you another email. It's same email, but another work with a different link, okay? Let me just try to send it again. And try to log in, and let's see if you still get the same error.
Because
if you do still get the same error, I'll try to check it with our team if we can send you an invite instead. Okay, let me know if you receive the email.
All right, I'm refreshing right now. Okay, I just got it.
All right.
All right, so found the link again, same process?
Yes, same process.
All right, 1 second. Lost. Would you? So it tells me to select pages, I click on Land Less Services, right?
Yep. So, you're ready to log in.
It says it looks like you don't have permission to share Land Less Services. Don't worry, we'll help you through it.
Okay. All right. How about this? Let me check.
If I send an email, will you see it? Can I reply to that same email you sent me?
Actually, we need to be added on that link to make sure that we will not have any access to your Facebook page, to your personal account, so that we can only work with our Facebook business page, okay? So,
if I send you the link through the phone number, does that work for you?
Actually, we need to be added through that link only. So I will try to check with the other team. How about this? Do you still have access to the email that you have on this Google Business profile?
What do you mean?
Like, do you have access? Do you still remember the email that you use on creating your Facebook page or Facebook account?
On the default one, yeah. Not on the, like, not the other one that, like, not the business one, but on the main one, yeah, I do.
Okay. How about this? If you will not have any access, since the one that you receive is an error, I'll try to check it with our team if we can send you an admin invite instead, so it will be easier for you. Okay? So we will send you an email on how to add us as admin, I mean, send you to email an email invite. You just have to accept the invitation so that we will have access to your Facebook business page. Okay?
All right. I'll just wait for that then.
Yeah, but I will check it with our team. You should receive it in the next days. Will that work for you?
Okay, and yeah, give me one more second, please. Got one. Mm-hmm. All right, sorry. Before we end up leaving, can you just like give me like an approximation, maybe like how long, you know, until like I start seeing like a lot of customers, or how much will come each month, or like, you know, just, you know, a quick like hypothesis kind of.
Okay. Actually, for this, Ella, for the time frame that we always have the 45 to 60 days time frame for you to see meaningful results, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you do have Facebook ads. And for your Facebook ads, it should be live in 7 to 14 days. So we are working for us to get access to your Facebook page so we can work on your Facebook ads in a correct timeline. So for the specific number of like calls that you should be receiving for the leads, you don't specifically know that since we'll be optimizing your account. So that means to say that when we optimize, we will need to, it needs to be familiarized with Google and with the Facebook, with the keywords that you have mentioned, right? So we can't really actually tell you the specifics, but we do have the time frame for you to see your results. Anyways, in 3 weeks, we will call you to check the progress in your account.
Okay, then. All right, then. Sounds good.
All right. And if you have any questions, yep. And also, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support plan is 877.
All right. Did you already send an email or are you going to send it?
Oh, yep. You already have this email. So you will receive an email also with our, And our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, Monday through Friday. So please feel free to call us because we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Ella, for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, I should just wait until for the Facebook email, correct?
Yep, for the Facebook email. I hope that we can send as soon as possible, but I'm still checking it with our website, with our Facebook team, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank
and
you so much.
If ever we will not receive any, if ever you will not be able to accept the invitation, we will try to reach out to you just to make sure that we will have access, okay?
Alright, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy your weekend, Ella. Bye-bye.
Yep, you too. Bye.